Today's daf lamed aleph, we have the Mishnah that deals with the psulim of an esrog hagozel b'chule, and this really completes the mishnayos that discuss all of the dalim minim. We have one Mishnah about esrog, one about hadas, one about lulav, and one about arava. And if you look in Shulchan Aruch also sets it up in a similar fashion. There are four simanim that have to do with the dalim minim. There you have the dinim of lulav, dini hadas, dini arava, and dini esrog. That's where the Shulchan Aruch sets it up from tafresh mem hey through tafresh mem. Ches. But I once saw Akasha that somebody asked David Soloveitchik Zatzal, a very beautiful diak in the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch. He said that if you look in the Lashon of the Shulchan Aruch and the Kataris and the heading that he gave to the Simanim, he's very medayak to write the these dinim differently. The dinim of Esrog are different than the other three. When it comes to Lulav, it's Dine Lulav, Hadas is Dine Hadas, Arava is Dine Arava. But then in Tafresh Memches, when it comes to Esrog, he doesn't say Dine Esrog, he says Dvarim Hapsulim BeEsrog, the things that pass on Esrog. So his Hara is, why does he change it? Why not have Dine Esrog like you have Dine Lulav Hadas and Arava? Or if you have Dvarim Hapsulim BeEsrog, why not have Dvarim Hapsulim BeLulav Hadas and Arava? Why change the Lashon by Esrog to Dvarim Hapsulim BeEsrog and not say Dine Esrog? That was a kasha that he asked of David Soloveitchik. And in the Sefer Mari HaMayadim, he brings down a beautiful terrace of David said. He wanted to say like this. He said that there's a Yesodis Nekachilik between the psulim of Esrog and the other psulim of Hadas, Arava, and Lulav. He says, by the other three, it's not just a question of what passels the that specific min, but it's possible to have something which is not the min of the Dover at all. It's not a Cheftza of a Lulav, it's not a Cheftza of a Hadas, it's not a Cheftza of an Arava. You can have Lamashal by Arava. It's not just a Shaila, what passels an Arava, but you can have a Tzaftzifa. Tzaftzifa is not an Arava. You can by hadas. You can have a hadas shaita. Hadas shaita is not a hadas at all. Especially what we said over from the stipler. Hadas shaita is a different chepta, a different min. It's not a hadas. So it's a shaila. Is it a hadas? It's not hadas. When it comes to lulav, also you can have a charayus. Charayus is not considered the min of a lulav at all. It's a different min. It's not the davar that the Torah was makbid on. These are not just a lulav which is possible, hadas which is possible, or a arava which is possible, but it might not be that min at all. Memela, we say dine arava, right? You can't just say dvarim apaisim barava, that would be mashma that it is an arava and what passes it. But it's more than that. You can have something which is not an arava at all, so we have to say dine arava. In other words, we have the halachas, is it an arava, is it not an arava? Is it hadas, is it not hadas? Is it a lulav, is it not a lulav? That's why we have those lashonis of dine. But when it comes to esrog, like David, he said, by esrog, there's nothing which is a chashash of not being an esrog at all. They're all esrogim. The question is it a psul? Is it chaser? Is it yavish? Whatever. There's a psulim within an esrog, and therefore you can't say the lashon dine esrog. You have to say dvarim hapsulim beesrog. So that's a beautiful diak in the lashon and mechaber and the simanim, the title, the simanim, that reflects the halachas that by esrog there's no such thing as a dvar hapaisel beesrog. That's the vart that Rabbi David Soloveitchik wanted to say. So when I came back from learning in yeshiva with Rabbi David, I met Rabbi Schlanger Zatzal, and Rabbi Schlanger told me that he has a kasha on something that he saw from Rabbi David. He saw this vart from Rabbi David, and he said it's shver. Rabbi David is naming on that there is no psul chepta by an esrog. There's nothing which is not an esrog at all, and therefore it doesn't say dina esrog. It's in fact Rabbi Schlanger. He said, what about esrog hamurkav? Esrog hamurkav is not an esrog at all. You're markiv, you graft an esrog with a lemon. It's a lemon. It's not an esrog. It's lechar, not a min esrog at all. So he said it. It's hada kushal adukta. Why would the Shulchan Aruch not say dina esrog? Because esrog also has something which is possibly not an esrog at all, just like you find by lulav, hadas, and arav. That was his kashan Rav David. And I thought that lechar the kasha is not a kasha. Lechar you can answer very very pashut that the pshat is like this. It's if you look in Shulchan Aruch, in all of Shulchan Aruch, it doesn't say a word about esrog hamurkav. It never says anywhere that esrog hamurkav is possible. It's not in the mechaber. It's not in the Ramah. The Noisei Kalim talk about it. The Taz and the Levush and the Mishnah Berurah brings it down, but it's not in the mechaber itself. So when the mechaber gave the headings to his simanim, he wrote it kafi what he brought over there, which is by the other minim you have dvarim hapsulim, you have dvarim that are maybe not that min at all, but by esrog he didn't mention anything which is not an esrog at all. For whatever reason he didn't bring down morkov. Everything about Dana Shulchan Aruch is an esrog, but it's a psul. Mashenkev with other minim you have dvarim that are not that min at all, and therefore it's taka meduyik, where David said makes sense that he couldn't call it dine esrog, he called it dvarim hapsulim esrog, and morkov is not part of the cheshbon because it's not taka not brought down in Shulchan Aruch bichlal. Now, Blav Hachi, you could answer that it's not so pashut what the psul of Esrog HaMurkav is. It's true that the Magen Avraham understands that the psul of Esrog HaMurkav is that it doesn't have a shem esrog at all. It's not an esrog. It's a new fruit. It's a lemon or some type of new hybrid of a fruit. But if you look in the The other Nesek Helim seem to be Chaylik. The Tazel Mashal says that the Psul of Eserig HaMurkav is it's Chaser. That Chaylik of it, which is not an Eserig, which is a lemon, is Chaser from the Shem Eserig, so it's an Eserig HaChaser. It's missing part of it, and it's a Psul Chaser. The Levush says the Psul is Navda Ba'Avera. And Avera was done with it because it's not allowed to be Markiv, and that's why it's possible. So the Levush and the Taz sounds like Batsim, it does have a Shem Eserig, but it's some type of side psul, a side to give psul that passes it. So l'fi them, l'chara also, you can answer that this eserg ha-murkav, even if it would be brought down to Shulchan Aruch, it is a min eserg, but it has a side psul. So vayter, we can say of David's teretz, that's why the mechaber changes lashon and wouldn't say dine eserg, rather dvarim ha-psulim be-eserg, mashenka by the other minim, you could say dine because there is a chashash and it might not be that min at all.